Mission, California. Kathleen Pearl. All right, the commentary. We're going to look at Stern's Jewish New Testament commentary, Acts 16, 16 through 18. From this passage, we will learn that, one, demons can perform apparently useful services. They can tell the truth if it serves their purpose, even though their ruler, Satan, HaSatan, is the inventor of the lie. Yohanan 8:44. Nevertheless, their object is to interfere with the gospel. Verse 18. Powerful and remarkable as they are, demons must submit to the authority of Yeshua the Messiah. Verse 18. Mark 1:23 and 27. Note that in expelling the demon, Shaul does not address the girl, but the demon, and he does not rely on his own authority, but that of Yeshua, who is in control. Let us go to Vine's Expository Dictionary of Biblical Words under divination. Divination. It's interesting because I just happened to look at aphorotio, to mark off by boundaries and limits. That's interesting because it has the root, some root of apostasy. Anyway, divination, the word is actually puton, or in English, python. That is the Greek word used there. In Greek mythology, it was the name of the Pythian serpent or dragon dwelling in Pytho at the foot of Mount Parnassus, guarding the Orthia of Delphi and slain by Apollo himself. Later, the word was applied to diviners or soothsayers regarded as inspired by Apollo. Since demons are the agents inspiring idolatry. 1 Corinthians 10:20, which reads, "But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils." Can't have it both. You can't be an idolater and serve God, the Holy One of Israel, the Almighty, the great King of Kings. Okay, the young woman, resuming in Vine's Expository Dictionary, the young woman in Acts 16:16 was possessed by a demon instigating the cult of Apollo and thus had a spirit of divination. So, evidently, a python spirit we know operates in California. Recently, several weeks back, a month or so, I had gone down to the Temple of the People down in Halcyon in the Cove area of Central California and prayed. I ended up there. And the Temple of the People, yes, indeed. It caters to self-realization. All faiths are welcome here. You can choose whatever you path. They all lead to God. The same old that's coming out of the Vatican now. Must be a python spirit. Must be the spirit of the dragon. And I went and got some of the literature. Left some tracks from Chick. Went and got some of the literature. And lo and behold, it was based on what? Madame Blavatsky's teaching and theosophy. Oh, where have we heard that before recently? Oh, yeah, the United Nations. That's right. The United Nations. The foundational underpinnings paradigm of the United Nations for global one world religion. It is the new age coming in a neighborhood right down the street from you. And why is the Temple of People? Well, there used to be in the 70s, I believe it was, the People's Temple with Jim Jones. Oh, yeah, that occultist guy who took all those people to Ghana and they committed mass suicide. And a congressman from San Mateo went down there to investigate it, and he was murdered. And, oh, my gosh, wasn't that guy friends Jim Jones, the Jim Jones cult. Wasn't he friends with Dianne Feinstein and palsing around with her? Oh, okay. He palsies around with a lot of people. Yeah, I'm sure. Let me just briefly state that Apollo was one allegedly in the Greek pantheon of gods, which were actually fallen angels and Nephilim. He was, Apollos was under a child of Zeus, the main head god, the father of all the other demigods. So we could conjecture on that. There's a lot of information about who Apollyon is on. That's not the focus of the revelatory insight here. Now I want to take you, so you can look at all that. I'm not going to go down that side angle about identifying this spirit. Let's just say that we just need to kick it out in the name of Jesus, the Messiah. Furthermore, I had a vision a couple of days ago, so it's the 9th, probably around the 7th, the day after the election, actually. The elections for the United States of America. And we were, it was just yesterday, actually, the 8th, and we kept pressing through, and there's this wall of opposition, and how can we get the breakthrough, and just the battering ram in the spirit, and the wrecking balls, and how can we take down the wall around this fortified castle, this construct, this stronghold that's especially over Southern California, but tied into Northern California and the Bohemian Grove, the occult underpinnings where all the United Nations treaties were signed, the covenant up in Bohemian Grove. Oh, thank you. Feinstein hosts those events also, doesn't she? And the high-level principalities that come in with major leaders for jinx, high and low jinx over Northern California. These are tied into the occult worship, especially in Disneyland, the Masonic worship and witchcraft, idolatry, the spirit of Apollyon. And then we're just pounding and pounding and pounding and just pressing and pounding in the name of Jesus. And the wall came down finally. I mean, don't give up till the walls come down that have offended God. And inside was in the spirit, was this cistern. The ancient cisterns were the holding tanks, the water tanks for the city. And this cistern was empty. It was broken. There was no living water. There was no real water from the throne of God through the name of Yeshua. Out of his belly, he's the living water. Drink and you will thirst no more. And living waters shall flow out of you and water and become abundant. It's the move of the Holy. This was a broken cistern. There was nada water in this cistern. And I looked in this pit. It was just a pit with a crack. And lo and behold, there were all these snakes everywhere. Black snakes. It was a snake pit. The snake pit. Here we go, the dragon, the snake pit, the spirit of Python. And this particular spirit of Python, let me take it to the macro spiritual level. Because California is the back door for UN occult global governance. And it's like I said before, it's the cult community. It's the cult capital of the world. And just as former presidents have invited in all leaders from all faiths to come and pray at their capitals, state capitals, Sacramento. No, come and just invite all your gods in and worship them. Thank you, George Bush. No, thank you, George Bush. In his decree from 2007 on the National Day of Prayer. No, thank you, George Bush. What fellowship does the cup of the Lord? We are the cup of the Lord. We take in this water, these living water, this wine glass of this blood of Jesus that he brought for us with the cup of devils, demons. And where does this spirit of Apollyon go to? Let's look at the the unveiling of Jesus, the revelation behind the veil. Let's go behind the veil. Chapter 9. Verse 11. All right, well, let me tell you about who his people, who his hordes are. There was this army that was behind this, and this king is over this army on chapter 9:11, and they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, the broken cistern, whose name in Hebrew, the spirit of divination, in the Hebrew tongue, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue, and by the way, his name in the Greek tongue is Apollyon, but in the Greek name, his name is what? Apollyon. And it's, what's that mean? It means in Greek and in Hebrew, destroyer. That the spirit of divination is idolatry and it brings in destruction. And it will can often be used to what? Oh, these people are of God, just like Caiaphas prophesying. You know, Caiaphas had an authentic prophecy. But he blocked and opposed the preaching of the gospel. Oh, it's good that this one man should die for the nation, Jesus. Well, he was the lamb offered up for the nation. But Caiaphas opposed him. And this spirit of divination, this Apollyon, opposes the true preaching of the gospel. Oh, yeah, this person's from God. Oh, yeah, they got revelation. Oh, my gosh, they're anointed. But we're not preaching the gospel. We're preaching a bunch of other things, signs and wonders and all this other stuff. Listen, the Python spirit can counterfeit that. The Kundalini spirit is the Python spirit can counterfeit. It's a diviner, the oracles at Delphi. That's why in Ephesians chapter 5, there is a definition of the fruit. And out of the root springs the fruit. So, Father, thank you for this time. Let those who hear this have ears to hear and give further revelation and eyes to see and a heart to know and understand what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this day and in these times. In our great Yeshua HaMashiach, the name that casts out the Spirit in Jesus. Bye, beloved.